Hello and welcome to another podcast from ATC Risk Management. This series focuses on helping our NEBOSH students pass their exams, and in this edition we speak to Senior NEBOSH Trainer Chris Pike about the NGC 3 Practical.
Hi, I'm Matthew Joyce, the Director of ATC Risk Management. Today I'll be talking to Chris Pike, a senior NEBOSH trainer and assessor, about the NGC 3 practical assessment. In January 2011, the format of this assessment changed, and some candidates have struggled to adapt to the new format. Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss how you can achieve excellent results. Chris, hello.
Hello, Matt.
Chris, let's start with the purpose of the NGC 3 practical assessment.
The purpose, Matt, is to allow the candidate to show what they find in within their own workplace. And as it says, it is a practical assessment. It's marked out of 100, and the candidate needs to produce a minimum of 60 marks in order to pass it.
The new format requires candidates to do this assessment in their own workplace. How long would the assessment take to complete?
Around 2 hours, Matt. And it can be finished either by hand, or vice versa, it can be sent in electronically. We do have a strict deadline. It must be done within 7 days of them actually taking the written exam.
The practical split into two parts, a workplace inspection and a management report. Tell us about the workplace inspection.
The workplace inspection is broken down into three columns. First one is the observations, followed by the control measures, and then time frames, immediate, medium term and long term. The first part on the observations should include the type of hazard and what the likely outcome is going to be, the control measures that you're going to put in place in order to negate the hazard being an issue, and the time frames involved. Not all will require immediate, medium term and long term, but the majority will, and it's very important that candidates take this on board.
How many hazards should a candidate look to identify?
20 to 25, I'll call them bad hazards, bad practice, or whatever you wish to say. This is a requirement by NEBOSH, that's the amount of hazards that should be looked for. And on top of that, 1 to 2 good practice. This only pulls in 1 mark, so it's important that candidates are aware that if they put 10 good practices, while they may be showing that they are showing the amounts of good practices that are happening within the workplace, putting more and more does not gain any marks for them.
Right, so you're saying that they should only focus on getting a few bits